Hello, and welcome once again to the Blessed Savior Lenten blog. It's Pastor Matt again, and today I want to speak more about the people of Israel in Egypt. As you might have heard in our Ash Wednesday sermon, the people of Israel were persecuted and enslaved by the Egyptians, by a pharaoh who didn't know about the great deeds of Joseph. Now, it wasn't just because Pharaoh forgot about Joseph. Far from that. The reason why is a little bit more complicated. You see, in the Hyksos people, they invaded Lower Egypt in about the 15th or 16th dynasty of the pharaohs. Now, this is very important because some of the rulers of Hyksos bore Semitic names, which would make them seem to be kin to those Israelites living in Upper Egypt. Thus, when the Hyksos people were defeated and driven out, there was fear that the local Israeli population would rise up and revolt in Egypt. Thus, the pharaoh, at the time, executed his threefold plan of slavery, private infanticide, and open genocide to the people of Israel, so that his rule would be more secure. Now, Moses would be born at this time, would grow strong, and ultimately would flee after saving an Israeli slave from an Egyptian. He would go and become a shepherd in the land of Midian, far away from those troubles in Egypt. Everything would seem grim, though, to those who remained. And yet God did not forget his people. For it is written that God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. This is very important, for God knew the pains of his people. God knew the plight of his chosen people. And God knew what he would do. He would establish his authority both over the people of Israel and Egypt once again. He would lead his people in a great exodus, and these people would rise and create a great nation that would set the stage for the coming Christ centuries later. But first, there needs to be a man to lead this exodus, a man who hears the word of God, and a man who speaks the commandments of God. So join us this Wednesday as we hear the call of Moses in the burning bush, the call to action, and the establishing of God's name that will be heard throughout the ages. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guide your hearts and your minds to Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.